News, the 31st of August 2022. In 1961, President Kennedy announced we were going to the moon, and in 1969, astronauts landed on it. In 2011, NASA announced the Space Launch System was being developed, 11 years ago, and as of the writing of this article, it is yet to be launched. I can't help but wonder why a rocket which uses so many old parts from the space shuttle took so long to develop and went so far over budget. One of the problems we have might be we credit everything in the sky we don't understand to UFOs, also known as UAPs. Take for example the sighting of a strange light in the sky which was said to be bouncing up and down. Many immediately said it must be a UFO. It isn't that I do not believe in UFOs, many who come here to read my articles know I do, but I do not jump at every chance to credit UFOs for creating strange sightings in the sky. I give much more credit to multiple witnesses of UFOs than single witnesses, and especially to pilots, the military and police. This is because they have a lot of experience in identifying things in the sky, or because people like police are trained to look for certain things when identifying people and objects. When I found out where the most ancient structures in America were located, I was very surprised. These structures are man-made mounds. They are in a place where they are seen by hundreds of people every day, and that is on the campus of LSU, in Louisiana. Ancient bone fragments were found which are thousands of years old, and scientists noted of at least some of the mounds were created and pointed to a bright star. There are more than 800 of these mounds in the state. Speaking about ancient finds, every once in a while, we see a really ancient find being found in Turkey. This time it was the remains of a settlement in Cappadocia. What makes this so incredible is the remains are estimated to be 9,300 years old and maybe even older. It just blows my mind to think about people living their lives so long ago, and I feel the structures left behind almost have a religious feel to them. Even Egypt only goes back about 7,000 years. SpaceX has proved if we want cheaper and more dependable launches, we need rockets which can be reused, and they have stepped up to the plate on that one. Now it is being reported the Chinese are also making progress in that area and have launched the same space vehicle twice. Some believe we are in a cold space war. I don't know about that, but I do know whoever controls space will control the planet. It is being said we either have, or are developing a super secret plane, and the government is keeping it secret. It makes it sound like a bad thing, where in reality so many of our secrets have been stolen. Just talking about it in the news was a disservice. I am for far more secrecy in weapons development and the better vetting of the people we use on the projects. If, for example, the scientist is Chinese or Chinese-American and has family in China, it is no fault of his or her own. But the relative safety might be able to be leveraged, forcing the scientist or engineer to have to choose between saving the life of a dear one or betraying their country. This does not only go for China. In this case, 5 contracts were given out to different companies to develop the plane, and I have to wonder if these companies were completely vetted. A professor from one of the big universities is warning us about some of our technology. He claims some of it is coming from alien technologies, and he has met with individuals who were involved with recovering UFO materials. He went on to say these individuals will be coming out soon to the public with the details, and much of this technology is being hidden from us. This is not the first time I have heard about this. Over the years I have heard this said many times about the technology, not about the imminent release which is coming. I have heard for years the government was going to flood us with information about UFOs, but instead have given us a tiny drip of information, which we don't know for sure is true. Even this seems to have been done begrudgingly, and we are still waiting for more. What I find the start of, and maybe the beginning of a trend, is the fact a private company has announced it is going to explore Venus for life. I have been wondering how long it would be before the private sector begins to not only do this but eventually overtake NASA in some of its programs. I believe private companies will be able to do a lot of things much cheaper than the government, which wastes billions of dollars and at times gets nothing in return. Many private companies employ superb scientists and engineers who are qualified for these types of tasks. Scientists are saying they found the oldest form of man, and it is the Sahelanthropus, who walked upright on 2 feet. As you all know by now, I am not a big fan of evolution, and even scientific research has proved we have been doing it the wrong way. We should have been going by DNA, not the fact creatures looked like they developed from other creatures. It has been proven lately just because creatures look similar, it doesn't mean they are related in any way. This is going to be a tough nut for many who believe in Darwinism, and have been proceeding on this theory for evolution their entire careers. An investigator claims he came across a Bigfoot and it was about 10 feet tall, and he was scared for his life. He claimed he was walking through a forest looking for evidence of the existence of Bigfoots, when he came across the real thing. He described it as being huge and having huge muscles. It had no neck, and huge eyes. He said its hands reached below its knees. The man claims he put his hands in the air and was allowed to walk back to his car, which he drove to his escape. Sometimes I hear or read things which seem to make no sense to me, but I am not a scientist or engineer. I heard 5G, the new system for streaming phone calls and such, can somehow be used by the Chinese to spread COVID. Sorry, I just don't believe this.